Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to go ahead and start with some upcoming performances through Duke Performances. Ticket information, you can call the University box office between Monday and Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that phone number is 919-684-4444. Coming up on Friday, September 13th and Saturday, September 14th, the Blind Boys of Alabama will be performing at 8 p.m. at the Haiti Heritage Center. Tickets are $34, $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students, and this is for general admission seating. Founded at the Alabama Institute for the Negro Blind in 1939, the Blind Boys of Alabama performed for over 40 years on the gospel circuit before they broke through to worldwide acclaim in 1985, appearing in Lee Brewer's groundbreaking The Gospel at Kiwanis. Six Grammy Awards later, their soul-stirring live shows remain the stuff of legend, as Ben Harper says, quote, "They are the pyramids of gospel music, the birthplace of sacred soul." Now, these Gospel Music Hall of Famers kick off Duke Performance's new season with a rare two-night engagement in a venue tailor-made for their voices. At the Haiti Heritage Center, a historic former AME church, the Blind Boys of Alabama will celebrate both their proud tradition and their bold new project set for release just 2 weeks after the concert, an album produced by Bon Iver's Justin Vernon with music direction from Megaphone's Phil Cook. Again, the Blind Boys of Alabama will be performing Friday, September 13th and Saturday, September 14th at 8 p.m. at the Haiti Heritage Center. Coming up on Friday, September 27th, Theo Blackman, Hello Earth, the music of Kate Bush, is also performing Saturday, September 28th at 9 p.m. at the PSI Theater at the Durham Arts Council. Tickets for this performance are $24, $15 for age 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students, and this is also for general admission seating. Why do collaborators from Meredith Monk to Laurie Anderson to John Hollenbeck flock to work with Theo Blackman? Because Blackman offers a voice, quote, "so colossal, yet so meticulous, he can seem otherworldly," and that's a quote from All About Jazz. Last heard in Durham a season ago fronting Hollenbeck's big band, this supernatural jazz vocalist returns with a band and project of his own. In PSI Theater's intimate black box space, Blackman pays tribute to another singular voice, British art-pop innovator Kate Bush, with whom he shares an off-kilter sensibility. The tribute, Hello Earth, his reimagining of Bush's songs, was named one of the top 10 jazz albums of 2012 by NPR. But categories like jazz and pop barely contain Theo Blackman's outsized charisma and interstellar voice. Ken Theo Blackman, Hello Earth, the music of Kate Bush, will be performed Friday, September 27th and Saturday, September 28th at 9 p.m. at the PSI Theater at the Durham Arts Council. On Saturday, September 28th at 8 p.m., Finkel, Setzer, Hand Trio will be performing at the Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets are $32, $26 for ages 26 through $15 for ages 30 and under, and of course $10 for Duke students, and this is a reserved seating performance. Cellist David Finkel, violinist Philip Setzer and pianist Wu Han make as fine a piano trio as the world knows. Given their resumes, this is no surprise. Finkel spent more than 30 years with the famed Emerson String Quartet. Setzer is a founding member of the Emerson, and Han has an outstanding career as an orchestral soloist and chamber player. Together, these three bring decades of experience to their exploration of the piano trio repertoire. Their program begins where Beethoven began, with that composer's first published work. His serene trio in G major pays tribute to his teacher Haydn, all the while hinting at an explosive career to come. They close with two Slavic masterpieces, Shostakovich's arresting remembrance of friends lost in wartime, and Dvorak's take on the Ukrainian folk songs known as Dumki. Again, Finkel, Setzer, and Trio will be performing Saturday, September 28th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. To purchase tickets or for more information about any of these performances, you can call the University Box Office. Again, that's between Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. through 6 p.m. That phone number, 919-684-4444. Coming up at the Carolina Theater, Dickie Betts and the Great Southern. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. Their phone number for ticket information is 919-560-3030. This performance will be Friday, August 30th at 8 p.m., and ticket prices are $37 to $57. Dickie Betts, a founding member of the Allman Brothers Band, has one of the most distinctive voices in music today. Known as one of the most influential guitar players of all time, Betts has mastered a seamless style of lyrical melody and rhythm, marrying country, jazz, blues, and rock into one unparalleled sound. The New York Times has called Betts one of the great rock guitarists who thinks like a jazz improviser in thoughtfully structured, cleanly articulated, intelligently paced phrases. When Mr. Betts was tearing into one of his improvisations, the music was about as exciting as rock and roll gets. Betts joined several bands in the 60s and eventually formed a band with bassist Barry Oakley. One fateful night in 1969, Betts and Oakley's band jammed with another local group featuring Duane and Greg Allman, making the birth of the Allman Brothers Band. In addition to matching bandleader Duane Allman lick for lick, Betts also wrote such memorable songs as Revival and the instrumental Tour de Force in memory of Elizabeth Reed. After Duane Allman and Barry Oakley were killed in accidents a year apart in 1971 and 1972, the Allman Brothers worked through their sorrow with Betts writing and singing the group's biggest hit, Rambling Man. Again, Dickie Betts and Great Southern will be performing at the Carolina Theater Friday, August 30th at 8 p.m. Also coming up at the Carolina Theater, Cheap Trick will be performing Tuesday, September 17th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $48 to $102. Cheap Trick may be one of the most covered bands of all time. Since the 70s, they've been blending elements of pop, punk, and even metal in a way that is instantly catchy and recognizable. With timeless classics such as I Want You to Want Me, Surrender, and The Flame, Cheap Trick are a musical institution. Anyone familiar with Comedy Central's The Colbert Report will note that Cheap Trick wrote and performed the theme song. With more than 5,000 performances, 20 million records sold, 29 movie soundtracks, and 40 gold and platinum recording awards, the band was honored in October 2007 by the Chicago chapter of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences for their contributions to the music industry. Cheap Trick were featured in the John Varvatos Spring 2008 ad campaign. The band most recently performed their Dream Police album in its entirety, along with an orchestra in select cities across the United States. This innovative show also includes many other songs from the band's extensive catalog, garnering them critical acclaim after performances in venues such as the Greek Theater in Los Angeles. Their most current release, The Latest, released on CD, vinyl, and 8-track, has garnered glowing reviews worldwide and continues Cheap Trick's reign as a power pop as they continue their legacy of over 35 years in the music industry. Conditions of entry for this performance at the Carolina Theater. To ensure the safety of all concertgoers, all persons and or bags will be subject to a safety and security search upon entry to the Carolina Theater. Any prohibitive items or any item deemed dangerous or inappropriate will be confiscated. Please allow sufficient time prior to your arrival for parking and bag screenings. The Carolina Theater will be enforcing a no re-entry policy for this event. Again, Cheap Trick will be performing Tuesday, September 17th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Coming up at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Friday, September 6th at 8 p.m., Pink Martini will be performing. The North Carolina Museum of Art is located at 2010 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Phone number for ticket information is 919-715-5923. Tickets for this are $45 or $40 if you're a member of the museum, and that's for premium reserved, $32 for general admission or $27 for members of the museum. $16 for ages 7 through 18 for general admission only. Children 6 and under are free, but that is for general admission only. This wonderfully eclectic ensemble based in Portland, Oregon, has traveled the globe, selling out venues from Carnegie Hall and the Hollywood Bowl to the Olympia Theater in Paris. They've performed with over 50 orchestras, including the North Carolina Symphony, and they've sold nearly 3 million albums worldwide. Pink Martini's repertoire is a multilingual affair, crossing borders and genres of classical jazz and old-fashioned pop. The Boston Globe's Christopher Muther says, the recipe for a pink martini would read something like this. One part French chanson, one part Argentine tango, one part soft merengue beat, and a dash of gin joint jazz. Combine ingredients and shake vigorously over old Hollywood glamour. Everywhere I go, I see a world designed for you and me. New York Times critic Nate Chinnan quotes from the Pink Martini song Everywhere that's performed with, quote, a gossamer cocoon of harps and strings, and wonders if it's, quote, the sparkle of that fantasy, even more than musicianship or internationalism, that just might be the secret to Pink Martini's success. Pink Martini features singer Storm Large. The UK Times calls Ms. Large, quote, an intoxicating and unmissable cocktail of power and vulnerability. Again, Pink Martini is performing Friday, September 6th at 8 p.m., the North Carolina Museum of Art. And that number again for ticket information, 919-715-5923. Coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Cheryl Underwood will be performing August 30th through September 1st. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street, and they are located in downtown Raleigh. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. This show is rated R, and it is for 21 and older audiences. Black Entertainment Television's Comic View kicked off its 14th hilarious season on this week with new host Cheryl Underwood. Cheryl's ability to use humor to drive home her sometimes controversial point of view is what makes her one of the funniest and topical stand-up comics today. Like so many Americans, Cheryl was deeply touched by the devastations of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in the Gulf Coast region. Underwood, who spent several weeks in New Orleans this summer taping Comic View, immediately lent her support to national relief efforts appearing on BET's SOS, Saving Ourselves, Hurricane Relief Telethon, and in Steve Harvey's Saving Lives with Laughter All-Star Comedy event at the Great Western Forum in Los Angeles. Don't miss Cheryl Underwood and special guest Vince Morris when Cheryl brings her down-to-earth approach and likable style of comedy to Goodnights. Also coming up at Goodnights Comedy Club, September 19th through September 22nd, is Sinbad, and this performance is also rated R. Sinbad's name recalls the literary legend that symbolizes strength, adventure, optimism, and that is what he strives for. Born in Benton Harbor, Michigan, Sinbad grew up telling jokes to his three brothers and two sisters. The image sticks, Sinbad the wild child, off-the-wall Sinbad who would do anything for attention, free as the wind, an unpredictable force that can't be harnessed, and always willing to pay any price, looking for laughs. Sinbad doesn't tell jokes. I don't know any, he admits. Instead, he stalks the stage telling real-life stories. He doesn't deliver payoff lines. He slam dunks them. His comedy is large, physical, and impetuous. Psychologically, he jams us, poking holes in our lifestyles. His stories mirror our foibles. He is the explosive energy of the neighborhood. His phrasing is manic, musical, and right on time. He doesn't write his material. He relives it as he remembers it. Sinbad made his big screen debut in the 1991 gridiron comedy Necessary Roughness. His other motion picture credits include starring roles in House Guest, First Kid, and Jingle All the Way, and a cameo in Coneheads. He was the voice of the canine Riley in Homeward Bound 2. On television, he starred in the title role of Cherokee Kid on HBO and was the star and executive producer of his own acclaimed Fox TV sitcom The Sinbad Show and Sinbad's Summer Jam Weekend 2, airing on HBO. Sinbad's Summer Jam won the prestigious NAACP Image Award consecutively for 2 years in the Most Outstanding Variety Series Special Category. Sinbad transcended into late-night talk with ease, creating quick repertoire with any guest. When you get the opportunity to get into business with someone like Sinbad, you don't pass it up, said Quincy Jones. He is a veteran performer known for his unique comedic voice and larger-than-life personality. Sinbad hosted Vibe from 1997 through 98. Sinbad, who has a loyal following with sold-out comedy shows and has gone from being one of America's best-loved and funniest comedians to national stardom on television and movies, now brings his observation to the printed page. From love to layaway, parenting to primping, weight loss to World Wide Web, Guide to Life Because I Know Everything certainly has something for everyone. This book was published by Bantam Books hardcover in April 1997 and mass market paperbacks in May 1998. He finds time for humanitarian and community services as well. Working with the Children's Defense Fund and Omega Boys Club has helped him to continue to be more aware of the needs of children. In March of 1996, Sinbad accompanied the First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton on an official visit to Bosnia and other European stops to provide comic relief to U.S. peacekeeping troops. Again, Sinbad will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club September 19th through the 22nd, and the phone number for ticket information is 919-828-5233. Coming up at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, Picking in the Pines Bluegrass Series. Cocoa Booth Amphitheater is located at 8003 Regency Parkway in Cary. Phone number for ticket information is 919-462-2025. Tyler's Tap Room presents Picking in the Pines Bluegrass Series, and this will take place every Wednesday evening from August 28th through September 18th and feature local and regional talent from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. All seating and music will take place on the spacious crescent deck, creating a casual environment to relax and mingle with friends. The event time is 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Gates will open at 5:30. Tickets are $5 per show for adults, and kids 12 and under are free. And patrons are allowed to bring in picnics, but no alcohol. Also coming up at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater on August 30th, Hank Williams Jr. will be performing. Showtime is 8 p.m. and the gate time is 7 p.m. with the parking lot opening at 6. Reserved and table seating prices are $59.50. Lawn seats, $49.50, and the lawn seat price will increase to $55 the day of the show. Again, for more ticket information, you can call the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater at 919-462-2025. Coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts on September 14th at 8 p.m., an evening with Nina Freelon. And this will take place at the Fletcher Opera Theater inside the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. That address is 2 East South Street, and this is in downtown Raleigh. Phone number for ticket information is 919-996-8700. Shaw University's WSHA 88.9 FM presents an evening with Nina Freelon, a benefit concert for WSHA FM, also featuring the Beast and Big Band. Six-time Grammy Award nominee Nina Freelon has earned a well-deserved reputation as a compelling and captivating live performer. Recently, Nina Freelon triumphed in two productions, first with opera superstar Jesse Norman and the indie phenom band The Roots in composer Laura Capman's undertaking of Lanston Hughes' Ask Your Mama at the Hollywood Bowl, and second in SRO shows at the Tanglewood Jazz Festival with the Duke Ellington-inspired Dreaming the Duke with classical star Harolyn Blackwell and pop jazz crossover pianist Mike Garson. The versatile songstress quickly followed that with notable turns with a featured song on TV's number one cable hit Mad Men and with the world-famous Count Basie Orchestra to celebrate their new Mack Avenue recording on which she can be heard. Again, Nina Freelon will be performing September 14th at 8 p.m. at the Fletcher Opera Theater in the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Also coming up at the Duke Energy Center is Bella Fleck with it's a North Carolina Symphony special. This will take place September 24th at 7:30 p.m. at the Mimende Concert Hall inside the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The five-string banjo master marks the International Bluegrass Music Association's move to Raleigh with a special concert that will get your foot tapping and your spirit soaring. North Carolina is famous around the world for its traditional music, and from time to time, different members of the symphony and staff members come together to play as the NCS Bluegrass Band. As part of the Bella Fleck concert on September 24th, the NCS Bluegrass Band will feature Principal Second Violin Jacqueline Sadwoborowski, Assistant Principal Second Violin David Kilbride, Associate Principal Bass Robert K. Anderson, Director of Operations Alan Love on guitar, Director of Communications Joe Newberry on guitar and banjo, with special guest Chris Bashir on mandolin. Also as part of the evening's program, popular North Carolina songwriter and vocalist Laurelyn Dosett will perform with the symphony, accompanied by Joe Newberry and Chris Brashear, to present music new and traditional. Tickets for this performance range from $45 to $75, and again, Bella Fleck with the North Carolina Symphony Special will be performing September 24th. That number again for ticket purchases is 919-996-8700. Some stuff coming up with Pinecone this week. The Gospel Jubilators presented in partnership with the town of Wake Forest. The venue is the E. Carroll Joyner Park in Wake Forest, and this event takes place Sunday, September 8th at 5 p.m. with the rain date is the same. This concert is free and open to the public. Durham's Gospel Jubilators are considered among North Carolina's elder statesmen of Jubilee singing. The group has existed for more than four decades, and they have been featured in the North Carolina Symphony's Blue Skies and Golden Sands production at Mamandi Concert Hall in 2009, and at the festivities for the North Carolina Museum of Art's grand reopening of its East Building in 2010. In addition, the group has performed at such prestigious events as the National Folk Festival, the Smithsonian Folklife Festival, the North Carolina Bicentennial Folklife Festival, Merlefest, and the Omagh International Folk Music Festival in Ireland. In 2006, the Jubilators were invited to the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching, where they participated in a musical workshop for public school teachers. This concert coincides with the Wake Forest Recreation Advisory Board's annual Wake Forest Unplugged Get Connected event, which kicks off at 4 p.m. Using only the instruments God gave them, the Gospel Jubilators have kept the Jubilee tradition alive, going on 40 years. Jubilee singing peaked in popularity in the 1930s and 1940s, but Jubilators founder William P. Connor rejuvenated the style in 1972, when he founded the ensemble as a response to the growing commercialization of gospel music. Today, only one of the group's original members, Rudolph Floyd, remains. He is joined by new voices Daniel Massenburg, Talbert Myers, Frederick Tyson, Robert Charell, and Harry Leek, the next generation carrying the torch of the Jubilee tradition. This all-male vocal group performs a cappella music with rare purity and soul, highlighting vocal traditions of the golden age of the 30s and 40s gospel. Connor was a singer who had previously worked with the international renowned Swan Silvertones. Concerned that the then contemporary gospel groups were more interested in flashy showmanship and elaborate instrumentation than a clear spiritual message, Connor sought to bring spirituality to the forefront of the music through the complex and accompanied harmonies of the Jubilators. The Gospel Jubilators' style and repertoire, an a cappella form known as Jubilee singing, intentionally harkened back to the popular African-American gospel groups such as the Golden Gate Quartet and the Sella Jubilee Singers. Again, the Gospel Jubilators, presented in partnership with the town of Wake Forest, will be performing at the E. Carroll Joyner Park in Wake Forest on September 8th at 5 p.m., and this concert is free and open to the public. The Brian Horton Quartet will be performing at the Cary Arts Center on Saturday, September 14th at 8 p.m. This concert is also free and open to the public. July's weather cancellation has become a September CD release concert. The Brian Horton Quartet's new album, Brand New Day, will be available in September and features Horton on saxophones and flute, Ernest Turner on piano, Amin Salim on bass, and Kobe Watkins on drums. Horton's ensembles consistently rock the music scene with gritty originals and spontaneous live shows for changing times. In 2010, they were voted the best jazz band in the Triangle by the Independent Weekly. A versatile and prolific artist, Horton's most recent CD, New Morning Lullabies, which was released earlier this year, features blues and ballads, with Horton on saxophone and Kelvin Scholler on piano. Joining Horton for this CD release concert will be Ernest Turner on piano, Amin Saleen on bass, and Jamio Brown on the drums. Again, the Brian Horton Quartet will be performing at the Cary Arts Center Saturday, September 14th at 8 p.m., and this concert is free and open to the public. There is still time to catch a performance of As You Like It featuring the Zinc Kings on Friday, August 30th. The gates and concessions will open at 7 p.m., pre-show music 7:30 p.m., and the show will actually begin at 8 p.m. And this will take place in the Raleigh Little Theater, which is located at 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh. Tickets are $15 to the Raleigh Little Theater's box office, and you can call them at 919-821-3111. Bear Theater and Raleigh Little Theater, in collaboration with Pinecone, present William Shakespeare's As You Like It in the style of Appalachia, featuring original arrangements by Greensboro-based old-time band The Zinc Kings, who specialize in music of the North Carolina Piedmont. They are not an Appalachian band, although they sometimes sound like one. They play a combination of blues, mill music, and fiddle tunes, sometimes all at the same time. Bear Theater's artistic director Heather Strickland transports the passions of the Forest Lords, the Dukes, and the beautifully headstrong Rosalind of As You Like It into the woods of Appalachia. Taking place in the open-air Raleigh Little Theater's outdoor stage, the show is both music festival and theatrical production. One of Shakespeare's most famous comedies, the story follows Rosalind as she dresses up as a man and runs away to the Forest of Arden after her uncle banishes her from court. There she encounters her true love, Orlando, and must find a way to woo him back without revealing her true identity. Again, this performance, As You Like It, featuring the Zinc Kings, will be on Friday, August 30th at the Raleigh Little Theater. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-821-3111. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen again, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.